Thank you and good afternoon. Arcata police officers responded to Samoa Boulevard and G Street Monday afternoon and contacted a 54-year-old man who suffered multiple stab wounds. The victim and the suspect, described as a white male adult, got into a physical altercation at the Arcata Marsh, leading to the victim sustaining two stab wounds to the arm and shoulder. Arcata police say the victim and the suspect knew each other and have had past disputes. The victim was treated and released at Mad River Hospital, and the stab wounds were determined to be non-life-threatening. The suspect remains at large, and anyone with information is asked to contact law enforcement. At their meeting this morning, the Humboldt County Board of Supervisors officially certified the results of the November 3rd election. That election included a very close race for the Division 5 seat of the Humboldt Bay Harbor District, as incumbent Patrick Higgins officially defeated Susan Rotwein by 81 votes. Incumbent Greg Dale also defeated Nick Angeloff in the Division 2 race. A report from the county elections office illustrates that only 23% of the registered voters in the county turned out to cast their vote. This afternoon, Humboldt State University announced its pledge to support the White House American Campus's Act on Climate. In a letter illustrating the pledge, Humboldt State aims to bring greenhouse gas emissions below 1990 levels by the 2020 year. Sustainability, social justice, as well as environmental and social responsibility will also be included in a new academic strategic plan. Humboldt State is now a part of more than 200 institutions that have sent pledge letters to the American Campus's Act on Climate. The Eureka Police Department held a promotional ceremony at the Adorney Center this afternoon. The police department will now have two additional sergeants, two senior detectives, as well as a senior dispatcher and a records supervisor. 10 employees have been hired by the police department since last year's ceremony, and those employees were also introduced this afternoon. The sheriff's office has also added two new deputies. Dan Squire has more.
The sheriff's office announced on Monday that two new deputies have been hired and have been sworn in another result of Measure Z funding. Tismil Matilton from Hoopa and Max Seth from Eureka, and who both have previous law enforcement experience, are the latest two deputies added to the patrol roster. That brings the total of new hires to 5, all because of the passage of Measure Z. Sheriff Mike Downey promised he would increase staffing, and there are still open positions for interested candidates.
Thank you, Dan. The National Weather Service office in Eureka issued another hazardous weather outlook for tonight. Heavy rain showers have been periodic throughout the day, and more rain showers along with small hail and cold temperatures will continue into this evening. The snow level could also drop as low as 2,000 feet, and for those traveling for the holidays, you are asked to use caution and to drive at slower speeds. The CHP office in Garberville continues its investigation into a motorcycle crash near Upper Pacific Drive in Shelter Cove Monday afternoon. The driver sustained major injuries in a single vehicle collision after he lost control of the bike. He was transported to Gerald Phelps Hospital for treatment, and CHP later determined that the motorcycle was stolen. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Fortuna City Manager Regan Candelaria was on this morning's Talk Shop, and one thing that was mentioned was a future project that will take place at the intersection of 12th Street and Newburgh Road, as well as Dinsmore and Riverwalk Drives. The city recently received a community services grant, which will be used to conduct a study and examination of how to improve those intersections.
So we recently applied for a Sustainable Communities grant, and the city received a grant for $200,000 to look at fixing all of those things in one big project. And we just put out a request for a proposal, interviewed consultants, and selected a consultant last week, and we're working on putting the finishing touches on the contract now.
Candelario also went on to detail some of the issues when it comes to driving near 12th Street in Newburgh, as well as Dinsmore and Riverwalk.
You know, a lot of people come from Fortuna Boulevard, and they want to make a left, and you're towards the highway to get on the highway, and you're looking the opposite direction. And so we've had some accidents there. And then the other side that you talked about, where you have Riverwalk coming together with Dinsmore Drive and the 12th Street overcrossing, you have a stop sign right next to a stop sign. And, you know, fortunately, drivers in Fortuna are pretty courteous. People are used to it, and they wait, and they let you in. Otherwise, you could sit there trying to get off Dinsmore Drive onto the highway for a long time.
The lack of dedicated trails for cyclists and pedestrians in those areas are also an issue Candelario believes needs to be addressed. And that's the news on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.